Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I'm a pastor. But the reason I'm here today, I'm a father of five. And this is Nuts and Bolts Friday. It's the day that we put this thing back together. We live in a world where 36.4% of children are born without fathers, and 65% of children under six live without their mothers during the day. It's a strange world out there, and we're just a couple of fathers trying to put things back together. Dave Buhner in studio with me today. And Dave, one of the most radical things you can ever do in your life, at least in the world that we live in today, one of the most radical things you can do is take your children out of public schools and homeschool them.
Certainly will make you the talk of the neighborhood.
Yes, it will. It will. That's even more radical than sticking nails in your head and putting strange pictures all over your body and going to public school.
Well, if you do those things, you look like the other kids in public school. You're just really trying to fit in. The purple hair helps, too.
Well, you know, it's a radical thing when you do this. And for the most part, the homeschooling movement, which we have been a part of for at least 30 years now, this homeschool movement has really introduced a brand new lifestyle. And this is one of the most common things you're going to hear from people who start homeschooling. They say, wow, my whole way of thinking, my whole way of living has changed dramatically. And I'd say one of the significant things that changes is the way that our wives consume the day, the way that they spend the day. Because our wives are with the children day in and day out, and it is the season. Right now, we're broadcasting right around the 1st of December, and this is the season where our wives are going to be really stressed out. I mean, let's face it, you come home there, you know, from a hard day at work, and they are still in the pajamas. Their hair is just straight out. And they're looking at you wide-eyed, and you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, what do I say first? And do you relate to this at all?
The first thing you don't say is, what's for dinner?
Yeah, you know what not to say. It's what to say that you're struggling with. Well, this is what we call the stressed mom's syndrome. It's SMS in technical language. And we're going to talk about how dads should be involved in the homeschool. In fact, we are going to recommend today that you should never support your wife's homeschool vision. That next on Generations. Stay with us. This program is for dads. Folks, we're back. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Today is Nuts and Bolts Friday, and we want to talk about the dad's role in the home, and especially the homeschool. I mentioned, Dave, that the most radical thing you can do, pretty much, is to put your children into the homeschool, take them out of public school, put them in the homeschool. This is a radical shift in terms of the way you do the education, the way you do your home, the way you do relationships, the way you do a lot of things. And so I think that a lot of families out there are struggling right around this time of year because there is this SMS going on, stress mom syndrome, going on where, I mean, you know, you come home and you're wondering whether you should have come home.
Or if you should have come home a lot sooner.
That's right. That's right. There have been times when I have been at work, okay, in the corporate world, and I'm in some kind of high-level meeting. You know, management meeting in the corporate world, and my wife calls, and I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh. I don't think there's ever been a more definite test of my priorities than when that happens. Should I go home or not? Because my wife needs me right now. I know my corporation needs me, but my wife needs me a little bit more. Has that happened to you before?
Oh, should I stay or should I go? Yeah. Or should I just try and patch this up over the phone? And you have put off the problem too long.
And it usually begins with, can we adopt out our children? Have you had that one before?
Can we adopt them out?
It's not just, can we send our kids back to public school now? It's, can we find somebody to adopt them?
Oh, see, because when this happens in our house, mm-hmm. it's already kind of happened in my wife's mind, because she says something to me like, I need to talk to you about your children.
Oh, yeah, right. The second person. You get the second person pronoun. Yeah, your children. This is your son. Let me tell you what your daughter did today. You know you're in trouble. You know you've got a little SMS happening right there.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes it comes like, I really love your children, but.
Yeah, right. You know what? Our precious, precious wives, they really have to spend a lot more time with our children than we do. And even if you spend time at home with your home business, as many of us do, typically my wife spends 70 to 80% of the time with the children herself, and I'm not there. And so how can we, Dave, support our wives as they labor day in and day out in these really difficult, messy relationships? Now, the world says, get rid of the relationships. Introduce pseudo-relationships. Get the institutions to play. But we're saying, no, we're not going to do that. So, you know, one of the things I said at the very beginning of this was, you should never support your wife's homeschool vision.
No, you never should.
Yeah. I think that shocks some people out there. But here's the answer. She should support yours.
That's right. If you're going to be the leader of your house, by all means, lead.
Yeah. And this may be one of the more significant issues in the lives of a lot of people, is there is no vision. And we've said this before, where there is no vision,
the people perish.
Yeah. And so we need a vision. We need a vision. Every father needs a vision in their home. And that vision is what directs the home. When there is no vision, what happens? I guess people just sort of wander around and wonder what they're supposed to be doing and wonder where we're headed. And the end result is a family that really falls apart.
There's a real disconnect here, Kevin, because most people who got into homeschooling didn't get there because Dad had a vision. They got there because Mom had a vision for relationship. And Dad said something like, well, okay, if you want to homeschool the kids, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
And then what happens after a number of years and Dad kind of like catches this vision from his wife, he says, uh-oh, I better get out and lead this thing. Where are we going? Yeah. And at that point, it may be too late. But in some cases, Dad actually does get the vision for the homeschool, and he starts taking over and he starts directing his wife and in the vision of the home. Sometimes wives rebel against her husband now taking headship because, you know, she's made good decisions up till now. She's had it handled until he got in the way. So it's a very difficult thing to manage our wife's expectations, to cast a vision for the house, especially when we've been gone. We failed up to now.
I think the most important thing you can do is bring her together and form that vision together with her. So you're not out there independently working on this thing and then you just throw it at her through a memo. Something like that, you know. Did you get the memo, honey? I put the vision in the memo. I don't think she'd receive that very well. But if she feels like she's a part of that vision casting, that can help a lot.
Right. The worst thing you could do is call the whole family around the kitchen table and say, we're going to have a family board meeting. This is how we're going to do things now. Much to the shock of your wife, I would say, you know, before you get to that point, you probably ought to be having conversations with her, loving her, telling her how much you appreciate that she saw something important long before you did, and you're going to repent.
And, Dave, a lot of the vision that's happened in our home really comes through the reading of God's Word together. We get together and read God's Word, and, of course, that verse, where there is no vision, the people perish, ends with, he who keeps the law or the Word of God, happy is he. So the Word of God is what is going to give us the light to our path. It's going to provide that direction. So as we get into God's Word, we begin to see the direction that we're going to head with our families, and that's powerful. That's going to affect the lives of our entire family.
That's one of the most important things that dads can do, no matter how you are educating your child. In other words, if you're delegating some of that education or if you're doing it all yourself, one of the most important things that dad can do is lead his family in Bible time, in reading the Word of God, in worshiping and singing songs. Dad needs to be the one doing that. I have found in my experience that when dads are leading their family in Bible and worship, wives are more than willing to just cling to that man and the marriages are stronger, the family is better, and they start doing things in biblical ways.
So as we construct this vision, I think we get the vision from the truth, but we also get it from the antithesis. We look at what's around us, and at the point where we say, you know, this is unacceptable. And then you look at the truth of God's word as it addresses what is going on around us. We begin to see the vision as we look at what is happening in terms of character and morality and marriage, interpersonal relations, manners. We've talked about manners on the program, diligence, academics. We see the decline. I mean, look at the statistics. You don't look at statistics. Just go by a public school. And at some point, hopefully the man of God, the woman of God is going to say, this is unacceptable. And they've got a vision. Voila, they've got a vision. I want a better standard for relationships. I want a better standard for character for my children. I want a better standard for marriage, for family life. You know, and there you're starting to get the motivation of the man working in the right direction. He is going to cast a vision for that family. All right, let's get beyond vision. It's not just getting the vision, passing the memo around. Here's the vision. See you guys later. Have a great life. There's more to the involvement of that father in that home than that.
Yeah, but let me back up just a moment. Because when you get that phone call, it says, honey, your children are driving me nuts. I'm thinking about putting them back in public school. What you as a father need to do, besides love your wife and reassure her and get her away from the task that's irritating her at the moment, you know, you have to have a little separation there, is you need to recast the vision. She's losing the vision. What she's really saying is, sweetheart, I need some vision. Please give me some vision. I'm losing the vision here.
And one way you can cast a vision is not by reiterating the vision. Honey, remember our vision? You're forgetting our vision. Is coming alongside her and being part of the vision. And there's different ways to do that. Sometimes it's just getting involved in that homeschool. At one point, my wife came to me and said, here's your son. You know, I've been homeschooling him for 12 years. You've been traveling the state and the country talking about homeschooling. How would you like to try it with your son? Okay, great. And I did. I got involved in my son's homeschooling. Now I'm 100%, which is a scary thing, but I'm 100% on my son. And I guess one of the things I want to encourage among fathers is more involvement specifically in the lives of their sons. In other words, if there's a decision as to whether to put a little more time in the homeschooling of the daughters versus the sons, I'd say err towards the sons. I'm not saying ignore the daughters. I'm just saying invest in the lives of your sons. If there's anything that's been lacking in the homeschooling movement is the education, the raising of sons by good role models for males. And that is their fathers.
Yeah, one of the things that I've observed is that sometimes our expectations of curriculum, of scope and sequence, what we're going to learn when, overwhelm the vision. Your son's not learning his spelling. Well, you know what? We can learn that later. I'm more concerned that he's learning his character. So when I'm there, when I come beside my wife, the first thing we're going to do is address my children's character. How are they treating their mother? If they're not treating her with honor, we're going to address that. The spelling can wait. There are certain subjects that my wife teaches better than others. She's not very good in the hard sciences. That's all right. You know, I have a math minor. That's something I can take off of her shoulders and help walk beside her, teach my children logic, higher math, some of the sciences. This relieves her of that burden. But the biggest thing that she has a problem with is the expectation that her children need to be in the 98th percentile in every subject at the scope and sequence of the public schools, and that's really not biblical. What is biblical is they have to have character.
Dave, you know I have worked among homeschoolers for 7 years as executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I've talked to a lot of moms. 95% of the time that homeschool is unraveling, the issue is character.
Typically, it's dad's character as much as the children's character, which is to blame.
Oh, yes. I mean, God is working in us as much as he's working in our children, and that's the miracle of relationships. If you begin to bring relationships back into your life, God is going to test you a lot about whether or not you love him and you love your children. And that's, I think, the most significant test of the homeschool atmosphere. for moms and dads.
You know, most people homeschool for the sake of the children. One of the best reasons to homeschool is to sanctify your own character.
Yeah, we don't put that on the front of the brochures, though. you don't just get takers for that. Get sanctified. Get homeschooled. Dave, there are a number of other areas in which we can help our wives, support our wives, as they are supporting our homeschool vision, as they're doing 70 to 80% of the work with the children in the home. And one of the areas is where we can fill in when needed. That is, you know, sometimes our wives need a break. We need to just let them go. And I've given my wife $200 and said, you need to spend this $200 and don't come back until it's all gone.
Sometimes not only do we need to let them go, sometimes we need to send them out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And give them that break, that well-needed break that they need. And it's good for us to get into that homeschool work and get the pulse of what's going on. I think there are a lot of homeschool dads that go for 2, 3, 4 months, and they don't have a clue as to what is happening in terms of progress in a lot of different ways. And what you can do is just crack the books, the workbooks, and take a look at the work that your little 8-year-old's doing, your little 10-year-old's doing, your little 12-year-old's doing, and give them a little encouragement. Say, you know, I want to encourage you. You do great work. I just read that little essay you put together. That is excellent, honey. That means a lot from a father to a daughter.
One of the things that I've observed is that if I am sort of not giving a lot of support, compliments, and encouragements to my wife on a regular basis, a card here or there, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate the way you're dealing with this issue. They can get discouraged. They can get discouraged because they think they're not making a difference. They're not supporting your vision because you're not giving them the kudos that they require.
And you know, that's easy to do when you're working down in the ditch. You don't realize that what you are doing day in and day out as you mold the character, as you interrelate with these precious children, as you give them that academic preparation, is that you are preparing a mighty force for the kingdom of God. You are creating mighty men of God and beautiful women of God, and this is wonderful. And when we are done with our lives, we're not going to look back at our lives and say, oh man, I constructed so many, you know, pens at the pen manufacturing company. I'm so happy that my life was fulfilled in that way. You're not going to be saying that. You're going to be saying, look at these children and these grandchildren that are looking over me. This was the vision. This was what our lives were all about. But you know what? They're not seeing that on December 2nd after 3 months of homeschooling day in and day out after meeting the grind. They don't see the vision. They lose track of the vision, and it's our responsibility, Dave, to give that vision back to them and to give them the rewards and the encouragement for what they are doing for our families.
So much of it is just the sin of thoughtlessness. We just don't think about what our wife is going through that day. It's also the sin of ingratitude, because if we are in, say, family worship time and during the prayers thanking God for our wives, they will feel greatly affirmed by that. There is nothing that builds character in a person like a grateful and thankful heart.
All right, you're convicting me now. A couple of dads convicting each other on Generations today. How to support your wife in the homeschool and how she supports your homeschool vision. We're coming back next with some resources that could be valuable for you, dads, as you support that homeschool. We'll be back in just a moment. Folks, we're back. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, and today the subject is the homeschool dad. And before I leave you, I want to give you the top 10 signs that your wife might need a little time off. The Bible says, live with your wife in an understanding way. I think that this could help you as you do just that. The top 10 signs that your wife might need a little time off from her homeschool endeavors. Here we go. A couple of nights ago, you're awakened to your wife singing in her sleep. Apple, ba-ba, ball, ca-ca-cat, and da-da-doll. Okay, and here's another one. Another sign that your wife might need a little time off. Her new cook and freeze for a month idea is 60 frozen pizzas from Safeway. You ask her, don't you think you're using a little too much eyeshadow, hon? She yawns and says, what eyeshadow? Now, for any big family, I know it's perfectly natural to leave one child at the park from time to time, but this afternoon, she left all 6 children at the laundromat. You come home and find that she's cut all her hair off. It's much easier to keep it up this way, she explains. You're not really sure if it's a science experiment or if whatever's in the bathtub just needs to be cleaned out. She might need a little time off. The school bus seems to be attracting her attention, kind of running after it, you know, waving. Wait, wait. That would be a sign that she needs a little time off. She's doing unit studies with the children on Caribbean cruise lines. You caught her reading out loud to the family dog at 2 o'clock in the morning. It took her a few seconds to realize it wasn't one of the children. And finally, your wife is listening to the program right now, and she's not laughing. These are the top 10 signs that your wife may need a little time off. And folks, I want to recommend some resources that can be really helpful. And they have helped me significantly as a father, a husband, in my homeschool home. Check it out. Mike Ferris's book, The Homeschool Dad, a neat little book on what you can do as a father to support that homeschool. And also, Family Man, Family Leader by Phil Lancaster, a great resource that we keep at our resource center. You can check out all of our resources for dads and moms, curriculum and everything else at checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com, or call 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. And you can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.